For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I know the NFL has this NFL draft experience now that they move around the country.
Yeah.
And it's going to be in Green Bay Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week. I was just checking the weather for Green Bay.
Not good?
Looks like it could rain Thursday and Friday, and it's going to be in the 50s.
Those people don't care, though. They're not affected by the elements.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, you want to have a beautiful night, and, you know, it's nice to have a cool night outside at Lambeau Field, and they have all these different things set up for the fans that are going to go out there and experience Lambeau. I think the way the NFL is doing this now is amazing. And the fact that it used to just be here in New York for all those years.
Yep.
And then somebody in that NFL office came up with the idea saying, hey, we got something really special here, and our fans love this. We should move this around to our different NFL cities, which I think is fantastic. I think it's great.
Worked out well. The one in Tennessee was a big deal. Down in Nashville, that one was a huge one. This is expected to be.
The one in Vegas was great.
Gigantic, yeah. So, yeah, another, I mean.
Just got to hope that the weather.
I'll be happy to watch this one on TV.
Yes.
And the rest of them for the rest of
the. You'd like the weather to cooperate.
Yeah.
That's all. You know, it's a big production. It's a big production for NFL Network, ESPN, of course, and all of us that love the NFL. We're going to be right smack dab in the middle of a Knick game and, of course, a Met and Yankee games.
I wanted to throw this out there to you because I think you'd find this interesting. So there's a bunch of guys that you know that are trying to qualify for the U.S. Open this year. All right? So you can't, it's U.S. Open, it's just you could try to qualify it if you,
yes,
no matter who you are.
Tony Romo being one of them?
Yes, Tony Romo, but he's not the most interesting one. I don't.
Danny Woodhead?
Yeah, Danny Woodhead's another one. Yep. JT Miller.
Wow.
He's got some free time on his hands.
Yes, he does now.
So he's like, hey, you know what? We're out. We'll go try to qualify for the U.S. Open. And he currently holds a 0.2 handicap index.
I can imagine he hits the ball country mile.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, yes. And then also a kid named Happy Gilmore, who is a freshman on the Ball State golf team. And his parents named him Happy Gilmore.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
That's right.
Why doesn't Cal go out for it? Cal should give that a shot, don't you think?
I don't know why not. I know. I agree. I mean, he's got to be right around JT Miller.
Talking about Cal Clutterbuck, by the way.
He's got to be right around JT Miller at 0.2, if not better, right?
Oh, I don't know if he's that good, but.
Well, we were playing off at zero the other day.
I don't know, maybe just, you know, maybe just doesn't want to do it. Maybe just likes taking Wally cash.
Yeah, it is true. But I mean, Al, I mean, you imagine seeing Cal Clutterbuck out there at Oakmont? It'd be awesome.
I could definitely see that.
And this is a name I hadn't thought of this guy in the longest time. Aaron Hicks, the former New York Yankee.
Yes.
Trying to qualify. A scratch golfer. And that is funny.
Yeah, but where are they trying to qualify? You know, is the U.S. Open qualifiers all over the country?
Yeah, I know.
Right?
This one is, I don't know. Romo, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
The Romo one was like the, I'm not sure exactly. Romo was playing today, but I don't know exactly where they are. But Aaron Hicks, this is something else I didn't know about this. He's married to Tiger's niece.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that's where his connection to golf is. So he's, yeah, Cheyenne Woods is his wife, who is Tiger Woods' niece. So Aaron Hicks out there trying to qualify. Oh, let's go to Andrew in Colorado. What's going on, Andrew? Good morning.
Hey, thank you for taking the call. Can y'all hear me all right?
Yeah, we got you, Andrew. What's happening?
Hey, so I had a question about the Giants drafting. You know, a lot of Giants fans were saying, you know, you got to keep Shane and Daboll. They just went 3-14. Daniel Jones, that ended horribly. So a lot of Giants fans were like, you know, keep Daboll and Shane. Go get their guys. A lot of things Giants fans were saying. You know, it's now sounding like they're going to go draft Abdul Carter. So you kept Shane and Daboll to, you know, sign a 37 aging Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston and not even address getting your guy in the first round?
Well, who says that they won't trade back up into the first round and grab one of the other quarterbacks? Are you saying that they, you're Colorado, so I'm assuming you're a Shedeur Sanders fan?
Yeah, I actually do go see you.
All right, so there you go. So you want them to, are you a Giant fan as well or no?
Yeah, I'm a Giants fan.
All right, so you want them to draft Shedeur Sanders, number 3 overall?
Listen, I was told by a lot of Giants fans, even my boss, who's also a Giants fan, that, you know, got to let them, you know, Shane and Daboll, let them do their thing. Go get their guy.
Okay, all right. So, but you want them, you're a fan. So who do you want them to draft for your team?
Personally, if he's available, Shedeur Sanders. If not, Travis Hunter.
All right, so Travis Hunter is not going to be available. Shedeur Sanders will be, and most draft people, and I think I said this way back when, about 2 months ago, that they don't view Shedeur Sanders nearly as explosive as Cam Ward, nor as explosive as his own dad. Like, his dad had, like, an incredible athletic ability. Remember, he was a baseball point for the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, and what the caller was saying was right as far as, like, oh, you know, you keep these guys and they draft a rookie quarterback and bring them in, but things change from the end of the season to now. I mean, they tried, and we talked about it with Phil yesterday, they tried to get Matthew Stafford. That didn't work. They wanted Aaron Rodgers. That didn't work. You know, they would have loved, I think they were their number one overall. If they didn't lose that game or win that game against Indianapolis, they would have drafted Cam Ward. But the fact of the matter is they're 3 now, and it seems like they don't believe that Shedeur Sanders is worth the 3rd overall pick.
I agree. But here's the other thing, too, now. So this is silly season. This is where all these reports start coming out. And whether or not there's a fraction within the Giants facility where the coaches really don't want Shedeur, but the personnel people really do want Shedeur. I mean, if that is the case, and we don't know if it's accurate or not, this is where all these initial discussions happen with all the media types and people putting smoke screens out there. And as we get closer to the draft, it gets worse. But, you know, there are people supposedly personnel-wise think that he can make it here and should be the draft pick. And then they're supposedly the coaching staff doesn't want him to be the draft pick. And then if you're Shedeur Sanders and you're reading this crap, like, do you want to go to a place where half the building doesn't want you? Like, you want to go somewhere.
Well, I mean, if that's true, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Shedeur Sanders. I mean, it's legitimately out there in the NFL media scope.
Okay.
It's in there. It's not just some aggregator putting it out there and creating a firestorm. I do believe that there could be some sort of difference of opinion, and there always is going to be until you finally sit down and everybody gets their point of view, and then hopefully you come to a consensus. That's the thing.
Yeah, Shedeur Sanders is not going to get drafted 3 by the Giants. Is there a possibility they trade back in and get him? Maybe. But I don't think that's going to happen either.
I don't, yeah. I think, like, and again, I don't want to speak for all Giant fans because that kid was out there. He's a Shedeur Sanders fan. He goes to see you. He watched every one of his games, and he likes him. And I can understand why. But I don't believe that he's a 3rd overall draft pick type of player. I don't. I think, you know, if you want to say somewhere, you know, 10 to 20, that I would buy that.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account. And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.